Hi, I'm Grace.
I'm Rowan.
And I'm Katie.
We are here to talk about the part of life we know nothing about, Jesus' childhood. Grace, may you?
I shall. Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. He was born in the manger, in a barn with animals, cattle and pigs, birds and more. Katie, would you like to explain?
Sure, I would love to. So Jesus, Mary, and Joseph lived a normal life when Jesus was a kid. When he was little, he helped his father out and wanted to learn more about God. Hey, Rowan, want to talk about more?
Of course! When Jesus went to school, he acted the same as all of us, except he was a little different. He always listened. He learned everything as soon as it was explained, and he was very kind to all the students and pointed out their wrongs. He talked to bullies, pointing out every single thing they did.
Okay, Rowan. That's enough information, right?
I guess so. But he was also the kindest child, and every parent looked up to him. Of course, we don't know these are true, but we suspect they are. I believe it, and lots of others do too. Joseph and Mary were very proud.
Okay. Grace, go ahead.
Jesus was an awesome kid. He learned a lot and helped other kids. He did everything right. Sometimes kids and adults can be mean, but Jesus talked to his parents and his teachers and his friends about God and how he made us. You can go, Rowan.
Jesus said, God, my Father, simply said for there to be light, and there was. He asked for there to be creatures of the land, sea, and sky. He is wonderful and watches over us all, picking us up when we fall. Katie, tell him of that horrible thing that happened.
Well, one day, God saw people doing horrible stuff. They were hurting others for no reason. So he told a man called Noah to grab two of every animal. Grab his wife, his two sons, his daughter's husband, his daughter's kids, his son's wives, his son's kids, and so on. Grace, continue.
So, when he gathered them all, he built a boat, an ark actually, and got every animal on it. God sent a flood, lasting for 40 days and nights. He sent out a dove every day for a sign of dry land. Rowan, go.
The dove came back the first day with nothing, and for a long month, nothing was brought back by the dove. One day, the first day of a new month, the sun was shining so bright, just a reflection from the river could blind you. Noah saw this as a good sign. He sent out the dove, his family feeling dull and hopeless, while he was feeling jolly. Grace, your turn.
He let go of the dove's toe, and it flew away. So far, he could not see it anymore. It was gone for 3 days. Being gone for 3 days is a good sign, right? Noah thought. I hope so. He walked to the window, and as he did, he saw a white feathery wings emerge. The dove. Its feet was green, though. Must just be a random bird that survived. Wait, it couldn't fly for that long. The dove flapped onto the boat, keeping off strong waves. The green wasn't its feet. It was a plant, a sign of dry land. He drove the boat behind the dove, the graceful bird, gliding to the island. Katie?
The dove leads them to a wondrous island. They waited for a week for the flood to disappear. They were joyous when they saw this. The sun, the next day, stung Noah's eyes. A rainbow appeared. Noah knew the rainbow was a good sign. That meant God would never send another flood to wipe the earth. Rowan, your turn.
The next day, Noah started rebuilding a city with the materials they found in the puddles. Yes, they were wet and did not stick well, but they dug underground and found mud and clay. The clay and mud made a wonderful town. They lived there, helping God remake the world to the earth it is today. Rowan, I bet that was the most amazing thing Jesus looked up to. Maybe you should try saving the world. See you next time.
Bye.
Have a great day, folks.